All right, so let's. I want to go over this slowly. I think this because I think it's a really good overall idea, but there's a few kinks in the overall approach. I want to like iron everything out to make sure everything's clear. Okay, so the question is about Shmini Atzeres. Okay, and Shmini Atzeres presents a very unique problem because Shmini Atzeres, the Torah tells us on the eighth day you have to have this thing called Atzeres. Right? It doesn't really tell you that there's no commandment of what to do. Right,
yeah, nothing... Didn't we have the same
shear? All right, so let's start with the Gemara again. So the Gemara is, there's two Gemaras, Mem Zayinim Alav and Mem Zayinim Beis. Josh, are you reading today?
Sure.
Good. Mem Zayinim Alav.
Okay. Amar Lai. Shmini Regel B'Fnei Atzma.
Okay, so Shmini is what?
Is Regel B'Fnei Atzma.
What is it, Rashi?
Rashi says Regel B'Fnei Atzma, Ve'in Karbonosa, Be'Klal Sha'ar Karbonos, Hachav. So it's not the same type of carbonos that you bring as...
Implying what?
Implying it's separate.
When there's what gives it its shame, unique, own regal, the carbonos. It has its own unique set of sacrifices. So those unique set of sacrifices gives it its own kal of shame of being a regal. Okay? Whatever that regal is. We don't know what that is yet. Because we know what can't it be.
An actual regal.
It's its own regal, but it's not a real regal, right? It's like a... What? Right, exactly.
It's a mini regal. Yes.
No one called that? I don't know if I called that yet. It's some type of regal. Okay, so how? Okay, so now we know what these are now. So what's korban?
Korban are the korbanos.
Right. Normally, it goes...
In descending order, but it goes straight to
no. We're talking about the korban here. Yeah, korban's referring to the korbanos that Kohanim brought.
Oh.
Okay, so what should have been the number by Shmini Atzeres?
Six.
And rather, how many parim do we bring?
One.
Okay. So Shmini Atzeres is different because it has that's one reason. It has its own korban. Okay. Shir, which means...
Different song of the day.
Right. Shir that the Levim sang. Bracha is referring to... Make it simple. Bracha is referring to... Shmoneh Esrei, which is what do you call it? Shmini Chag Atzeres. Okay. Now, and remember, what was the? There's another possibility, though. Just keep it in the back of your mind, because Riff was going to mention it. What?
Shmini Atzeres Chag.
Shmini Chag Atzeres is that?
Right.
Yeah. So that's what you say in your davening. But another possibility of bracha is that there was this idea that an extra bracha was done on Shmini Atzeres in the times of the consecration of the Mikdash, when the Mikdash was dedicated. So the Jews. Jews blessed Shlomo, and Shlomo in turn blessed them. So another way to learn bracha b'fnei atzmo is that an additional bracha, there's a new bracha you say on Shmini Atzeres. We don't hold like that. It's just important to know that because Riff was going to mention it in passing. And then you have Lina.
Yeah.
What's Lina?
When you're in stay overnight.
Right. Lalun Laila Shlomos Yantav Rishim Yerushalayim. So there's an idea that after you bring your korban, you have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Okay. So Shmini Atzeres factually has these four things, right? It has its own korban, its own shir, its own bracha, and some sort of idea of a lina, even though there's no separate...
Kremen to go off.
Right. In other words, the lina only comes about if, let's say, you brought your korban re'i and chagiga to Yerushalayim as tashlumen by Shmini Atzeres, then you would stay overnight, right? But there's no the lina is not the product of a, what do you call it, of a right. Separate chiyuv. Exactly, right. It's just some sort of a strange idea that Shmini Atzeres has its own lina. Okay. Correct. Correct. Right. Okay. Now, what's the other price? So the other ones, Mem Zayinim Beis. What? I don't know yet. I would say for now, let's assume the second one. The point is that if you're there, you can't leave. Let's make it simple. Okay. Mem Zayinim Beis.
So Shmini is a regular asmo regarding Pazar Kashav.
Okay, and what's the one we care about?
The
Rish. Regular asmo. Yeah. So now you have a problem, because how could the thing be both the klal and the prat? The klal is regular asmo, and then of the six various things that are unique to Shmini Atzeres, or the examples of regular asmo, one of them is regular asmo. And now Rashi, now, okay, this is critical. When Rashi says regular asmo, what does Rashi say? He's not going on the klal, he's going on the prat. Meaning that of the six, right, when you go through the six specific examples of Shmini Atzeres, so it makes it unique, one of those specific examples is Regel Fnei Atzmo, which is
you don't sit in the sukkah.
Yeah. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
But that doesn't answer the question. But I'm saying it's important to keep in mind that what's going to bother the Ritva is going to focus on the specific example of regular thing out smell. Meaning, and let's get this clear right off the bat. Okay, Roth, let's get this out of the way. So we don't know what regular thing. There is no explanation for what regular thing out smell really means, yeah. Right? As a klal,
yeah.
As a klal. We don't know what it means as a klal. All we know is that there are six or whatever, four or six different examples of whatever this regular thing out smell is. No, but you know, but there's no, what I'm trying to say this, I don't think there's a positive identification of what regular thing out smell means. It means these are these, what? Even at the end. What? Those are, there's, we have this thing called regular thing out smell. Whatever it is, these are the six things that make it this regular thing out smell. But that doesn't tell you what the regular thing out smell is. Right. So let's take a look at the Ritva. Okay, let's jump right to the Ritva. So the Ritva says, regular thing asmel. Go.
I don't pay Rusha regular thing asmel. There are klal, the cool who brought it. Dispay, Lomar. So regular thing asmel, Inyan, Shatelam, Kashav. Vilina thing.
Right, okay. So one Gemara says, regular thing asmel, Derek klal. And then it gives specific examples, including Lina. Right? Avahacha,
Amrinan. Avahacha, Amrinan, like Derek Prat, Shere regular thing asmel, who Inyan, Prate, Laatsmel.
It's its own prat, right? Kizman. It's like Shechiano and Shir and Brachon Chaverov, right? Keep going. Right, because if it said Rafaz Kashav, what could you learn? Right. You would learn that the Reish is a klal, and then everything afterwards is pratim. Okay, whatever. It's just, so it's either was Paz Kashab, meaning it's excluding Regel, or you learn Regels first. Whatever, fine. He proves it from Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Then he says, V'yev Shalomar. Skip to the next bold line. V'yev Shalomar.
V'yev Shalomar, she'ya Regel p'nei atmo le'ikar Regel. She'chayv b'ri'ya v'chagiga l'atmo. T'im kain ha'vei l'u dal'ri'o.
So that's the first thing. You can't say that it is
literally
a Regel p'nei atmo. Yeah. That you can't say. Because how many Regalim do we have? What? Shalosh regalim tachokli. Right. Shalosh pamim tachokli bashana. So there's three. There's only three regalim. So this would be a fourth regal. Okay. So let's get to Rashi. Okay. V'Rashi zal.
V'Rashi zal pera shehu regal pnei atzmo she'ein shame chag hasukas alav.
Right. Which is his interpretation of Rashi. So Rashi says, what?
When
the Tzimtzum really not in the sukkah? Well, the Stupashi holds ein shame chag hasukas alav. Right? Keep going. Right. So, and you see that because it's separated out because what does sukkahs have? Lulav and sukkah, right? And that doesn't exist in Shmini Atzeres. Ella, but the problem is, rather, Shizehu. Okay, so that's where we were having a little bit of confusion last time. In other words, what he's saying is that he's saying you don't need the specific regel from the atzmo to teach you ein shem chag sukkos olav. If bracha teaches you ein shem chag sukkos olav, there's the bracha says shmini chag atzeres hazeh. That's what the bracha says, right? Mm-hmm. So the bracha says shmini atzeres. So what do I need another prat to teach me that ein shem sukkos olav? There's no better expression of ein shem sukkos olav than the fact that you say shmini chag atzeres hazeh. So that resolves that problem, right? Okay. So that makes it, that's a valid question, right? So what does he say? So he says, well, that's it, fine. And then he says you can't use the other interpretation of bracha as being the bracha from the melech, right? So what do we say by Rashi? What do you say? So what is Rashi holding? Again, the question is that the Rashi wants to say, what does the specific regal of the atzma mean? It means, ein shem chag sukkos olav, right? So when he looks at the specific example of regal of the atzma, regular thing also to him means ancient sukkos love, and the river doesn't like that. It's a good question he asks. You accomplish that through the bracha, the chaloshim of the, excuse me, the you see through saying shmini chag atzeres hazeh, right? So what do you need this for? For the record, Rashi doesn't say that. Nor does Ritva. That's me.
You have to put in something.
Exactly. In other words, just from a methodology standpoint, you're kind of stuck here because the problem is that. Rashi says that Rashi says ain't shame chag sukkos olav. Right. And how does he answer the refs' question? Right. He has to come up with some defense. So I want to posit that. But okay, so first let's get the main idea. The main idea is that yeah, he's saying what's the caduceus, so to speak. What's the let's take a step back. What's the problem that Shmini Atzeres has? Right. As we start off with, what's the problem it has?
You might think it's another more circus, extension of circus somehow.
Oh, okay, that's one end of the spectrum. Right, okay, one end. That's very good, right. A lot of people in Bookman thought that also. Shmini Atzeres has a unique problem. On the one end, it's the last day of this stream of celebration, right? So it seems very what-ish. Sukkos-ish, right? I mean, think about it. You have Hoshana Rabbah, there's no break. You go right into Shmini Atzeres. Almost like on Pesach, right? On Pesach, you don't eat chametz all these days, and the last day is Kedushas Yom. So it has, from a chronological standpoint, it seems like it's mitzurah. It seems like it's connected to the holiday of Sukkot. Mm-hmm. On the other end, though, the Torah tells you it's its own day. But what do you do on this day? What's the chi of a yom?
Simcha.
Well, but see, the Torah doesn't tell you anything. The Torah doesn't say, like, there's no, like, matzah or sukkah or this or that. It's like a blank template day, and there's no event of Shmini Atzeres that could produce an obligation to celebrate. It's not like Pesach or Shavuos, where you can argue there's a certain event. Putting aside like Shavuos, this whole question about that was that the day that the Torah was given, which is a big question the Rif himself takes up. But ultimately, the event of giving of the Torah requires some type of celebration. Granted, it's also tied to something agricultural, so you can make that argument too. But whatever. But the point though is that Shmini Atzeres has nothing to it. So you have this weird idea. It smells like Sukkos. It seems like Sukkos, and yet the Torah wants to treat it separately, but it doesn't give you any mechanism. Doesn't tell you how it's separate.
Separation.
What? No, so that's it. So Rashi starts off with the simplest thing, which is simply that, what is it? It's
not Sukkos.
It's not Sukkos. It's the holiday called Not Sukkos.
So there's no positive.
It's Not Sukkos Day. Right? Like, let's all celebrate Not Sukkos Day.
This day is Not Sukkos Day. Same thing Gemara is saying it's Not Sukkos.
Well, I understand, right. I'm saying, but that's the theme of the day. There's,
the theme of the day is it Not Sukkos.
The Chag is one of Not Sukkos. That is like, right, if you, like, on the calendar, what would you write?
Well, as much as Pesach is in Sukkos.
That's well. Okay, you're right. I agree. But you're agreeing my point, which is when it comes to regal and atzmo, right? It's not what. How is it? How is its own regal in the sense that it's not
the other
regal, right? That regal. Okay. But then what I want to posit by Rashi was that maybe Rashi's saying that the reason why it's not synonymous with bracha is because you do identify it as zman simchaseinu. So what would you think? You would think that. It's true that I have two addresses here, an address of Sukkos as Zman Simchaseinu and an address of Shmini Atzeres as Zman Simchaseinu. And maybe you'll argue they both come from the same source. It's one idea Simcha that produces them. So I want to say that Rashi is saying no. Rashi is going to say that there are two separate ideas of Simcha. I don't know what the idea of Simcha and Shmini, I mean, I philosophize at the end about it, but Mipi Halacha, okay? There's no halachic idea, so to speak, of like a unique Simcha that, you know, in other words, I don't know what that idea of Simcha is per se. But I could argue that whatever the idea Simcha is, Chag Shmini Atzeres Zman Simchaseinu as a statement is intrinsically different than Chag Sukkos Zman Simchaseinu. They're two different ideas. Okay, so don't look at it as one centralized idea Simcha that produces two different expressions. It's two completely different phenomena of Simcha. Okay. Okay, so that's what I want to say for Rashi. Okay, what's the next Shita? Okay. So what do they hold?
Yeah,
River in a Chanana Perishu.
Perishu Shu Regal Pnei Atzmo L'Inyan Aveos Shol Shvius
Shkivas
Shivas Yamim Kechol Shari Meitov.
Okay, let's go slow. So remember, so what's the principle? There's a rule. An interesting rule. Okay, the rule is that if someone passes away on Erev Sukkos or Erev Rosh Hashanah or Erev Pesach or Erev Shavuos, what happens?
Their Shiva is counted for by that one.
Right, so one day back someone can equal seven. Okay, what does Yom Tov do to Avelis? It basically lobs off seven. Now, not only does it lob off your Shiva, but what else does it do? Right, it counts against your Shloshim too. So it doesn't, even though you lost only one day of Shiva, one day in a calendar sense, it doesn't mean you have 29 days left of Shloshim, right?
27 days.
What?
You lose 7 days, you go down 23.
Right. In other words, you would be knocked down, whatever, you'd be knocked down to sevens taken off your overall shloshim as well.
Just by okay.
Right. So what does he say? He says... Yeah.
parak elu megalten amar avina af anu namar erev achag v'chagush v'chag v'shmini shalal harikan echav v'esh.
So what does that mean?
So if you were to take into account the first day of Sukkot through the rest of the days of Sukkot and then Shmini Atzeres, you'd cut off essentially 21 days.
21 days after Avelis, right? So you can have a maximum loss of 21 days after mourning if a karav passes away on Erev Chag, right? Okay. Now, how does he know that? Perish, Hakover Meso Everegal. Now, again, keep in mind, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hakover Meso Everegal, Osa Shah, Shinagwa Avelis, Nechshadok, L'Shivi, Be'Avelis. Right? Keep going.
V'yom Tov, Rishon, Mafsik, Mimendo, L'Gamri, Zer Shiva. Aval, Ino, Mafsik, Mimendo, L'Gamri, Zer Shoshim.
All right. Okay, so now you can skip down to B'chein Shmini Chag Aseres. B'chein
Shmini Chag Aseres, Shehu, Regal, La'atzmo, Ola, L'Shiva, Acherim.
That's key. So that's his point. It's an interesting thing. It is a funny, I mean, if you want to be technical, it is a little bit of a different type of mafsik. Why is it a different kind of mafsik? You figure out, it functions the same way as Yom Tov Rishon. It's no different. It knocks off 7 days. There's just only one problem. Okay, let's say someone dies in Chol HaMoed. What happens?
Regular days until Shmini Atzeres, and knocks out 7 more.
No.
No, wouldn't they just not have Avelis?
Bingo. You wait till after the Chag's over to start your Avelis.
No.
It's Docha. What?
No.
Yeah, whatever. That's what I meant. I mean, it doesn't knock it off. It's in a sense, there's no method for it. We'll agree on this. There's no mechanism for the Gavr HaAvel to emerge on Chol HaMoed. He can't emerge. Okay? So it's like it's put like in limbo until after Shmini Atzeres is over. Which means, well, hold on, so this is a point I'm trying to make, which means that there's never a situation that's going to come up, if you think about it, I think, it seems pretty simple.
Knock off
21
days?
No. If someone dies on Erev Sukkot, then you knock off 21 days.
Right.
But there'll never be a situation where Shmini Atzeres will be masik you on an Erev Chag, because if someone dies on Erev Shmini Atzeres, it's Chol HaMoed. You understand? So it is, I mean, it
that's
functions.
More practical, though.
Are you right? I'm just saying.
Who cares?
Just keep that in mind. I'm saying it's an interesting thing. It's because you sometimes a practical difference can register as a conceptual difference, my friend. Sometimes.
I'm saying like, watch, if somehow you can knock off circus that year, then
you're right. Einachami, you're right. What's your question, honey? In other words, the idea is like this. Mafsik means what does mafsik mean? Mafsik means that I'm an avel, and what does yontav do to the shame avel? It gets rid of it. It eradicates your shame avel. Once your shame avel is eradicated, it can't return, right?
There's no practical application of it.
Right, so it's not. So the reason why it is the same mafsik, because in Chol HaMoed, there's never a shame avel that emerges. So there's nothing to be mafsik. You understand? It can't be mafsik if someone died during Chol HaMoed, because you have to be defined as an avel first. Right, okay. So if you say that, that's what mafsik means. Mafsik means that you have like a normal calendar. And then what happens? There's a certain day that's in your normal average Joe calendar. And then a day comes along, and that day, in a sense, it's ripped off the tapestry of the calendar, and it causes a change in his status as an Ava. Okay? So what's important about that, though? So what's his idea of Regal, then? What's his idea of Regal?
Remember?
Yeah, the riff from the Marina Final. Remember? So it's not... So think about it. It's not quite... What? Whereas Shabbos functions to minimize your expression of Avelis, you're an Avel, but there's a certain minimization of it. This isn't a true Regel. All it's showing you is that it has one idea of Regel in it, which is not Simcha, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also.
Right.
So which means but it is some of it, right? But yes,
that's the point. When it says regular thing, what it means by that is that it has that aspect of regular.
Right, or it has a feature of regular in it that's mafsik. That's its definition. That also has a feature of regular in it that's mafsik. I don't know. That's a good question.
And that way,
I don't know. But remember, when you say regular thing, you mean the Prada Klaw one? Oh no. So you could just argue regular and atzmo in this. No, we're talking about the
prat. What?
I know we're talking about the
cloud. Because then it even says that
the main point of regular and atzmo is that it is that what does he mean regal thing atzmo? He means that has a feature regal in it. It's a good question. What do you do with what
even
do
you, if you say it's an engine, it's the same. It's the same.
As long as that, since it has that feature of mafsik, it's a regal in the sense it has a feature of regal in it. That's a regal atzmo means.
Where did you get that feature from? I don't like Aliyah.
It can't be Aliyah, because if it's Aliyah, then it'd be a fourth regal.
What?
It'd be a fourth regal. If it were Aliyah. Something to be a mafsik, it has to stand alone, right, so to speak. It's like a speed bump, right? So he's saying that's what it shares in common. It's a bifnei atzmo.
What's the
chiddush
here?
What do you mean, what's the chiddush? The question is, if regal v'nei atzmo, if mafsik is what you're saying regal v'nei atzmo means, then you're saying its unique halachic structure is because of this idea of mafsik. That's what gives it its halachic structure. Whereas, if you learn, we know it's a mafsik, but you don't call it regal v'nei atzmo, so it happens to have that feature, but there's no halachic consequence of having that feature. It just happens to have that feature. Question is, does the feature of mafsik avelos give it its unique halashim of kedusha, of what do you call it, the regal v'nei atzmo? That's the question.
But something that's not even applied to regalim.
We discussed this. Shvi shel Pesach. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the perfect example. Shvi shel Pesach. Why is Shvi shel Pesach different than Shmini Atzeres? Shvi, it's not, why not? What? That's circle. Oh, okay, but that could at least give you some sense of what the difference is here. By Pesach, it's true that Pesach, right, is a malacha, and it's a yantif, right? It's a yantif, but it's not called regal v'nei atzmo, and it's not a mafsek, right? Right? So you can argue that by Pesach, since what's the kedushas yom of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's basically taking, there's still an Esher Chametz that applies. So it's still connected to Pesach, right? So it just means that on this day, what happens? It's Isser Malacha. It's a regular day of Pesach with an Isser Malacha attached to it.
Right.
Okay? So what's different about Shmini Atzeres,
though? It's not attached to the...
Right. So the difference is that Shmini Atzeres stands alone. It's its own Kedushas Yom. It's not the last day of Sukkot. It's its own expression of Kedushas. It's its own unique Kedushas Yom. What?
Someone could be an
Abel on Shmini Atzeres. No, but it's not a Masik. Like this. He says, it's like this. I'm trying to focus on the point, not the regal part, but the atzmo, meaning what? Look at Pesach and look at Sukkot, okay? On Pesach, both Pesach and Sukkot, the last day of this stream of days is a day of Kedushas Yom, of Isser Malacha. By Pesach, it's not a mafsik. Why? Because it's simply the last day of Pesach with an extra added addition of Isser Malacha. But the point is, you would think the same thing should apply by Shmini Atzeres. Because it's Mitzuraf to Sukkot. It's the last day of this stream of days. So it's true there's Isser Malacha on that day, but maybe you'll think that day is one where it's simply the last day of Sukkot. So the Chiddush, what you're trying to tell you is that, what makes it a Bifnei Atzmo day? How do you know it's a Bifnei Atzmo day? How do you know it's completely separate from Sukkot? It's not just enough to say that it's not a day of Sukkot. That's insufficient for the Riff and the Rebbeinu Chanan. They want something more. They want a positive expression that it's its own day. And how it's own day? It's a Masik. That's what they're saying. You understand? Notice, that's what makes it different than Pesach. Pesach, the last day, right, doesn't exist as an atzmo. There's no idea of an atzmo to it. No, it's not a masik. It's part of it, but yet it shares in common.
Why does that express that it's its own day?
Oh, because it's a masik on that day, just like, look, the first day of Chag. No, because I'll put it in a more descriptive way. Think about it. Hold on, think about it. In other words, what does masik mean? Masik makes a lot of sense like this. A series of days go by, and then what happens? I come across like a wall, okay? And that wall is the mafsik. No. Okay. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But those are, but they're mafsik, but they're a day, they're like a wall day. You hit that wall, right? You hit the wall of Sukkot. You hit the wall of Pesach. That all makes sense. You hit the wall of Shavuos. But Shmini Atzeres, I could simply argue and say what? I already hit the wall. I hit the wall of Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot. I hit that wall already. So what do you mean it's a mafsik, right? It's just simply the last day in this 7-day period of time of celebration. No, because, you wouldn't think to answer your question. In other words, again, if you look at, I think that's the reason why when we prepared this, we looked at the case of Pesach. If you look at Pesach and Shmini Atzeres, they're identical in the sense that you start off with Chag, with Yom Tov Rishon, then you have a series of days, right? And then you have, at the last day of both Chags, you have a day that has Isser Malacha, as Kedushas Yom. So what would you think? You would think that just like by Pesach, it's not Mafsik. So why should it be Mafsik by Shmini Atzeres? So Regal from the Atzmo is the best way to demonstrate that it's like Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur, not like the seventh day of Pesach. You understand? Because even though on the sequence of days, it's the last day in the sequence, it still has its own halacha kal hashem. What gives that? What gives it the reality of its own halacha kal hashem? The fact that it's masa. You understand? It's only, and I'll put it this way. If it weren't for the case of Pesach, your question would be a great question. Okay? Pesach is the savior here. Well, Chaim, you had a question.
I'm probably nothing
to tell you. Zosa says...
You never need a positive
expression. Why?
Right. Vein Mechuvar. Right, so beforehand, it's by Korban Shir Brach and Lina, it's listed as a klal.
Yeah.
Right, Vizeu, Shem Prat. But it's also.
Prat.
Right, Kamosha Kosavnu. Right, Tova Yosesh Yomar Pazal Kasham. So what do we say about that? So you want to say that, why is Sosa say this? Because he's going to say that what makes it Regal Fne Atzmo?
Yeah,
Lina. Why?
Because you're not able to bring your own korban.
Right.
You're not able to bring your own korban.
Right, so there's no but take a step back.
Fine.
By Yontov, by regular regal, by real regal, what do you have?
You have a special korban for that regal.
Right, you have Re'iyachigya Simcha, and then it comes, and there's a lina. So I'd argue there's two components. There's the korbanos you bring, and then there's this separate thief of lina. Yeah. But together, they form this unique identity of regal, right? So what does this have now?
This has one of those.
I would argue half. I would say like it has like I think someone said this year, like chatzi regal. Someone said that, right? You said that?
Chaim.
Chaim, yeah. It's like chatzi regal. But but you understand, but the point I'm trying to fix it on here is that that's different than what the riff is saying. The riff is saying that there's a feature in this day that gives it its status of being fnei atzma. Don't look at it as being mitzuraf to sukkahs. That's not what Tosus is saying, that there's something about this day where, there is an actual idea of the three regalim. There's some semblance of regal there, right? It's chatzi regal.
Well, yeah,
so that's saying regal bifnei atzmo. It's saying that there is a reality regal there. That you're not going to see by any other day. You won't find that in Shlosh Regalim, and you won't find that by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur either. Right? This is the only day that's a chatzi regal. Yeah. That's Tosos. Okay, now you have Baal Ta'acher.
Yes.
It is a little tricky, right? I told Lichter about this. He was so excited. Baal Ta'acher. So remember, the halacha is, just to make it simple, right? What do we see about Baal Ta'acher? So we see that if a person makes a neder before Shavuos to bring a korban, so according to one shita, he has five regalim, right? Five regalim go by, and after five go by, then he's over the Isser Baal Ta'acher. So Shavuos and Sukkos. And then the cycle of three in the proper order. And it starts at Pesach. So it would be the completion of a holiday of Sukkos. When that's over, that's when he's over Baal Ta'acher. Right?
But
hold on. So we know that at the same time a person could do Tashlumin, right? Mm-hmm. On his Korban Re'iyah Chagiga Simcha. So the same way you could piggyback your Neder on Yom Tov Rishon, what can you do? You could piggyback on Yom Tov Acharon, right, on Shmini Atzeres. So then, this is the hardest thing. He says, or he says, after you pass the first day, what kind of thing is that? What do you mean ikar haregel or roi lavor baal ta'acher? How? What do you mean roi? Like it's you should have been over baal ta'acher. What do you mean? Either you are or not, right? What do you mean you're over the ikar regel? I don't understand. Like in other words, if you're telling me shmini atzeres is the cutoff, so that's the cutoff. If you're telling me rishon is the cutoff, that's the cutoff, right? So I want to say that's I think you're going to have to go down this road. That he's going to say that really, in truth, this is actually, it should be. I know your question is wrong, so calm down. What? Right, it should be the fourth regal. Right? Should be the fourth regal. No, because there's a tashlumen. In other words, it can't be a true regal b'fnei atzmo. Right, and that's why you even call it regal v'natsu. It can't be its own discrete regal if it's attached to... Because that's regal v'natsu means. I'm saying the words regal v'natsu mean...
I didn't
ask that. I don't get it. No, your question was, why can't it have some reality of sukkahs in it? But I'm saying, I think what he's saying is when it teaches you regal v'natsu, this v'natsu means it's its own regal, meaning it's its own, it has to have its own discrete reality to it. It's just that there's only one problem. because of that tashlumin, because it's still a reality tashlumin, it can't quite break free. It doesn't have a complete expression. It's not a chatzi. It's really full with like a psul. Like tashlumin is almost like a psul in its identity. So it can't be, you don't have, I can just tell you intuitively, I can't prove it with a Gemara. Because there's no other case like that, right? The only case of tashlumin is by Pesach. But it would appear, right, that by Pesach, that's not a problem, because by Pesach, every day is Pesach, your tashlumin is going on a Pesach thing. But to have an idea of on a discrete day, I mean, to me, I don't know to you, to me, it would seem weird, bizarre, to say that on Shavuos, I can make up like a Pesach Korban, right? Or on Pesach, I can make up a Sukkot Korban. Because there's two different, the Mechayivim are two different Mechayivim. So what does one have to do with the other? So to say that on Shemini Atzeres, I can make up a Sukkot Korban is bizarre. That almost takes away from its Bifnei Atzmonis. You know what I mean? So that's what I want to say. So Regel, it has all the accoutrements of Regel, save for the fact that this tashlumin.
That doesn't sound
bizarre
to you.
I don't know. Correct. You can't deny the fact that it's called Shemini. Right? It is. It's the eighth of this sequence of days. So just by virtue of it being connected to the week, it seems like that's why tashlumin could exist. My point, though, is that if you're allowing for tashlumin of Sukkos to express on a day that's a discrete, its own unique Chal Hashem Yom, has its own identity, that takes away from its uniqueness because something else can exist in it. Well, you're ready to ask a question of Pesach Sheni, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, so what's the last position? Just read outside because of time. So Pesach Sheni, what? So this is I got. This is the one I personally have a problem with. It's just this one is what seems oddest to me. So he wants to say, what do you see? Really, Pesach Sheni is called. Okay, so one thing you see automatically, he has a precedence, right? There is a precedence, which is a very sophisticated, you know, good way to build your argument. Now, how do you know it's a regular thing? Well, so what's the example he uses? He says, because if the katan is higdil after Pesach Rishon, he's putter from Korban Pesach Rishon, now he's chaya Pesach Sheni, right? Okay. So why don't you say the same thing here? Say that if the katan gets bar mitzvah on the third day of Chol Moed Sukkos, he missed out on the Re'iyah Chagiga Simcha on first day of Sukkos, but now he's Chayiv. So what's the makeup day? What's Sukkos Sheni? Shmi answers. So in my opinion, well, hold on a second, John. That is a 100% a true regel. It is, because you bring the Re'iyah and Chagiga and Simcha. You do all the things you're supposed to do in a regel, except for one problem.
It only exists for
those people
who didn't actually
do it. So then you run into a very strange problem. Before I get to the problem, let's make sure. Okay. What's the question? To me, where the analogy doesn't work is that Pesach Sheni, it's not that Pesach Sheni is a yanta for us, right? Right, meaning that the Kedushas Yom only expresses itself, it's only chal on those people who must bring a korban then. But Shemini, we're all chayim Shemini Atzeres, right? It's not like there's no Isser Malacha for us. There's Isser Malacha Kedushas Yom, and it just happens to be for these people. For them, it's Sukkos Sheni. So is that what he's saying? Regel Shemini Atzeres means really? You could say that. You could say really it's the blank template Kedushas blank Yom Tov. One second, Kedushas Yom Day without any specific identity. But when it calls a Regel Shemini Atzeres, it's only referring to the fact that it has some reality of Regel for these people. But it's just a funny formulation. Yeah. What?